Welcome everybody to the Nose Shop. This is Kasara, and I am bringing you another episode of No Co-Host. It doesn't matter what today is because, as I mentioned in a previous episode, I believe it was Anxiety and Celebrities, that episode. I'm getting ready to go back to the place that contracted me in 2020 that made me have such a long break. And I wound up working there longer than I expected. And the fact that the nail shop is going on 3 years, 3 years, 3 years, I'm sorry, I just had to give it up to myself real quick and give a shout out to you guys, because now that I have no co-host and it's just me, Kasara, I'm actually able to see the numbers and see what we're doing and how we're doing. And Mr. Jonathan, y'all gonna have to get on him. Mr. Jonathan. Oh, and just a disclosure, you guys are about to run some errands with me. I haven't eaten yet. My anxiety's out the window. I have a lot of stuff that I need to get ready for so I can be prepared for 2022. Y'all, 2022 is coming. 2022 is coming. Like, do you hear me? We started in 2019. Now, okay, here come the postman. Hold up. I love my postman. I'm finding yourself. How's the wife? Good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, we're doing well. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you. I told y'all. I've been talking to my mailman. Like, as y'all see, I like to talk. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hold up. As I'm checking my mail. Give me a second. Do this say on-demand cannabis delivery arriving to you in less than an hour? Glass door? Oh, I need to get into cannabis. I'm in the wrong field. Oh, I'm getting into cannabis. Oh, y'all mark my words. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the Mizzell. As I was reminiscing with y'all, I'm gonna read this later. It's nothing but junk. It was just this one thing I was really trying to look out for. But that caught my eye. Like, wait a minute, I'm sorry, did that say cannabis? I guess when it's legal, it's no longer marijuana. It's cannabis. Okay, so y'all are just gonna be rolling around with me as I was beginning to say, I don't want to skip a beat, you know? A minimum of once a week, I gotta be able to let y'all know what's going on. So, because I'm gonna have the intermission, this is pre-recorded. Yes, it is, but it's not edited, okay? Like, y'all know how I am. Y'all my peoples. Oh, that's what I was getting ready to tell y'all. Y'all gotta get on Jonathan, my co-host. Because even though he's the co-host, he's the man behind the scenes. Right now, he's on an intermission. Like I said, he's doing his master's degree. But he was the one to upload. And remember, this was his idea in the first place. This was his baby. But he didn't tell me it was overall over 2,600 listens. 2,600. We have at this point recorded, we have over 60 episodes. I believe right now, as I'm speaking to you guys, it's like 67 of them. But this is gonna be, I'm gonna give this to you guys. When I'm just, you know, I got a lot going on, y'all, and I'm tired of leaving y'all hanging. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, You low key, I'm giving you my own version of Back to the Future, because we're gonna you getting this in the future, but we got to go back to get this. But anyway, I'm getting, I got to get all the packaging and stuff like that with the expansion of CNC. I got to get that together. I really have tried the last couple years to like it's like it's been like a revolving door with especially because of COVID. Like y'all been with me since COVID, y'all. Like, and we're finally ending the pandemic and having that social distancing stuff. And so I'm like, this is a for real one man little operation, y'all. Like, I'm out here doing all the packaging, putting all like getting all the content out there. I don't got no social life. My hair is all the way toe up, but y'all know I don't care about that. My nose is not all fleek. Oh my God. But I'm keeping the love in the peace. Keeping the love in the peace. I ain't have time to do my own nails because I just been busy. And I didn't even have time to go and have somebody. But it's like, if that's not an excuse, I shouldn't make an excuse. But y'all, it's a lot for one little, just little me. And this is why I can't, I don't do like filming myself and things of that nature. Because it's so much easier. I could talk to y'all. That's why I like your real life. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what it takes to be a business owner, you guys. Like, it is not even a, unfortunately, because at one point in time, I would have been so mad being able to work for the man. And even though I work, I got a contract. Like, I set my own hours. I work from home. I had to be certified in order to get this job. It's because I have my other business that they was even able to find me to offer me the contract way long ago, and they just like, shoot, we just want you back on the team. And it's a little hectic, but that because that business is hectic, you know what I'm saying? And because it's such a big company, like I'm dealing with a lot of different personalities and souls, and people go through things. Shit, like I'm like as I'm reflecting, and I'm like, wow, over 2,000 over 2,000 listens, okay, over 60 episodes, been here with you guys, the nail shop, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek, yeah. Since 2019, y'all been rocking and rolling with me when I'm posting, not posting, what do you call it? Like putting on my little podcast a lot. Y'all be with you guys are with me when ooh, Popo, I hate the Popo ho. Y'all guys are with me when not all of them, yeah, I'm black. You if you're from America, you understand. Like just turn on your TV, George Floyd. Anyways, see, that's another thing that I love about you guys. Like, y'all know, y'all been with me since the beginning. So, squirrel, I'm gonna get sidetracked. I'm gonna get, like, you know what I'm saying? This is real life. This real life, me and you guys, I have been here, whether you, I mean, good, bad, like it or not, shit, I don't know. I got them comment, but you listen. And it tells me you listen. So, it'll be very rude of me if I didn't keep that up, especially building as we're building momentum in years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you to feel like you're in like this weird podcast relationship that isn't feeding you, like as I'm in the drive-thru. Yep. I'm on to y'all. Anyways, I'm at just in case you guys want to know, I'm at the Jack in the Crack. It's really Jack in the Box, but ever since I was a kid, I've always heard it being called Jack in the Crack. So there's that. But yeah, the anxiety of this business that I didn't realize, like, okay, I'm like, Ovi, again, I was just kind of reflecting on the past podcasts of having anxiety and not knowing why I have anxiety, and then reflecting. Like, damn, I done been through a po done through a podcast. I've been through a pandemic. We will not just me, all of us. That's why it's called a pandemic. Everybody has gone through a pandemic, stuck in a house, went a little broke, it like had to, you know, because you wanted to make sure that your bills was paid and you had enough supplies because you couldn't go nowhere. And like, we done been through some things, y'all. And I'm like, wow, I got my nerve to be over here like, there's no reason for me to have anxiety. Ooh, bitch, yes. I mean, it is. There's nothing to cry about. Like, of course, I wasn't crying about it. But I really need to, and this may help somebody out there, I really have to remember to give myself the benefit of the doubt and sit back and realize, like, you know, like I was saying, in Anxiety and Celebrities podcast, like, it's a root of it. It's been a lot of different things going on, you know, a lot of different tragedies. My baby, he growing up, he's in high school now. They're trying to conceive and have another baby. I really don't want to tell y'all my age, but you know, I'm getting a little up there and it's just crazy. I did a focus group and I can't get into too many details about it, but it's very obviously it's become very apparent to California now, not only that racism exists, in California, and as is right now, it's 2021, but it is affecting women, especially Black women, women of color, but especially Black women in California. It's costing us our lives when it comes down to the healthcare field. So I thought that was it was mixed emotions on that for me, you guys. 'Cause I was really happy to be able to take part of it. I was. But to see the things that the questions that they were asking me, and again, I can't go into details because it was a focus group. They're publishing it. They even let us know that once it's published, that they'll send us the information. So we can be able to see or and see the results of it and everything. And once I get it, I'll definitely share it with you guys. But at this time and moment, it just happened. And that's why I'm not gonna go into too much details. But it was very like it was mixed emotions. Because it's like, damn, like people who aren't Black and people who are Black that are privileged, will swear that, you know, that was something that our ancestors dealt with. And it's like, no, my grandfather is alive and he dealt with it. Like, he was alive to be able to see the colored fountains and bathrooms. And you know what I'm saying? Like, so it couldn't have been that long ago as I'm talking to y'all. Like, think about that. It couldn't have been that long ago. And the trauma and that goes with that and that's passed down, that's not really talked about, but to be able to talk about it in our focus group, like that's why I said it was mixed emotions, because it made me feel good because I got to speak on I feel like I was you, no, I was. They even told us. The people who were selected, we were the voice for Black Californians. We were the voice. And this study, they said they don't know basically what they're hoping for in the end run is for it to be some changes made, but they don't right now, it's just a study. It's just numbers, y'all. It's just numbers. Hold up. Y'all with me, real life. I gave y'all disclosures. I'm always giving you disclosures. So I'm getting ready to order. So I'm not gonna pause. So you gonna listen. Because food done went up. And as of 2021, as I'm doing this and I'm ordering, I bet you it's gonna go up even more 2022 because inflation has been killing it. So watch this. We're gonna come back to this when I post it, but check this out. Hello. How are you? And thank you for taking my order. Can I have number four jumbo jack with cheese and no mayonnaise, please? That is going to be a combo. Thank you. And can I have strawberry soda? Large. I got a sweet tooth. I'm trying to see. Can I have a cheesecake? And that's gonna be it for me. Thank you. 11:39. Thank you so much. You always gotta be nice to the people who handle your food. I'm just saying. Be nice. Don't be out here. I mean, you need to be nice in general, but especially to the people that's handling your food. But ooh, I got a headache. Oh yeah, back to the focus group, y'all. Oh my gosh, it was just it's crazy. It's saddening. I wish it wasn't happening. I didn't mean for that to rhyme. It was not pre-rehearsed, but it's how I feel. It's just, man, I wish things were different. I look forward to them being different. I'm not gonna charge it because my credit card bill is high. You guys, also the things that we've been trying to go through, buying a house these last couple years and doing the things to be able. Okay, so I went from, and I'm pretty sure I've talked about this with you guys. There is a damn spider. I don't like spiders. It's on the outside, but dang, still. No spiders. I'm pretty sure I talked about this with you guys. I always thought cash was king. Always thought cash was king, right? And I stopped dealing with credit cards and banks and like all of that for a long time. And I was even praising it, like, don't put your money in our banks. Is you crazy? And as I got more into business, the more people kind of looked at you kind of weird and funny if you didn't have credit and credit cards and didn't use loans and like, and I'm like, what's wrong with y'all for fucking being debt? You guys, like, seriously, I'm like, don't that make sense? Like, don't be in debt. And as we were trying to buy a home, and I had like the money. This was before COVID. I had the money. We had the down payment money and all that good stuff. And it was just like, we understand you technically don't have bad credit, but the fact that you haven't used any credit, they was like, the hell with you. So I mean, with the hell with me, not y'all, but to me, like. I'm like, okay, but I thought it was about the down payment. They're like, yeah, it's about the down payment, but it's all about the credit too. So I'm like, okay, back to the drawing board, getting ready to pay. So I'm like, okay, back to the drawing board, right? And oh, there was a spider, I forgot. There was a spider. And I rolled the window down a little later. Back to the drawing board. So I'm like, okay, as I'm building. I found the window. Okay, thank you. As I'm building the companies and they're telling me like, go back to the drawing board, like, good luck. Like, oh, I knew that spider was gonna try to get me. Knew that spider was gonna try to get me. I knew it. Don't like spiders. And I know y'all don't like spiders either. And if you're laughing, you're wrong. I was wrong. Thank you, ma'am. And it was like a baby spider too. Again, that's why I love you guys, huh? You're done? Okay, thank you. That's why I love you guys so much because you listen to our shenanigans, like road talk, all of that, like. Y'all listen to all of this crazy stuff, and y'all been riding with us since 2019. 2019. I know the person back at me is like, what in the hell? She must be having a good conversation. Anyways, see, this is why I need my host, because he keeps me on track. Get me back to the point. The credit stuff. So then we went, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get an office, right? This was this the pandemic? Yes. Wait, was this the pandemic, or this was right before the pandemic? Think, Macy, think. It was this time last year, y'all. So it was, like, it was the middle of the pandemic, basically. It was this time last year, I remember now. And thank you, sweetheart. And we're trying to get the office. And again, cash is king. I'm like, hey, this is a shoe-in. I just need to find one that I like. So I started off down the hill. And you guys have heard this reference. I've said this reference to you guys before, down the hill. But can I have some buttermilk? And that's going to be it. I started off down the hill, and by down the hill, just like for time purposes, that was like a, ooh, I hope these fries are fresh. They are. That was like an hour drive from the house. Well, yeah, the house. So, and then what, ooh, that was salty. Ooh, my poor little taste buds can't take that. And Jonathan was not feeling it. He was like, Kasara, figure it out. This ain't gonna work. So then I wanted to go to the city of San Bernardino. And even though Jonathan is from Chicago, because of his line of work, he's been all over the Inland Empire. So, but he's been to San Bernardino, which I grew up in San Bernardino. He's been there more recently than me. And because he's been there more recently than me, he kind of knew like that once we got off the freeway to go to that area for one of the offices, he was like, oh, you done washed your car, picking ass mine. Like, if you don't find an office up the hill, like, I'm gonna hurt you. So then I was looking for out here, and again, I'm cash is king, okay? Which I ain't tripping. Like, I know when you're dealing with cash, like, a little bit more baby expected, you know? But these motherfuckers, I don't think I gave a disclaimer for cussing. I'm sorry, y'all. But y'all know I be cussing. These mofos have the audacity to ask me for five fucking times the rent up front. Excuse you? Like, and the fucked up thing was, I had it. It was the audacity. And I'm saying this to y'all because, again, this may help somebody out. I don't know. Maybe y'all might laugh. I don't know. It could be both. I have no idea. But at that moment, I was like, all right, y'all, everybody got me fucked up. Like, let me get this credit shit together. And I did. It took me about a year to go ahead and play by their rules. And I got my credit score up a grip of points, man. Like, to the point that I really don't get denied for too much of anything unless it's, like, some outrageous-ass shit. So, bam, going back to the house. So, now that I'm like, okay, now that I'm in fucking debt because that's what they want you to do. They want you to low-key be in debt. Like, all my credit cards and all that good stuff is paid off, and I done made my payments and stuff like that. And now, because if you've been following anything during this pandemic, the housing market has gone so freaking high. So now that I played their games and I got my credit score up and got the money for my down payment, now the world decided that houses is going to cost a half a fucking million dollars in the area where a year before that house was only at most $150,000. Okay, I'm lying. It was like maybe $200,000. But still, like, that's still they went up a lot. Mortgages used to be freaking after freaking after in, not interest, after insurance and taxes and all of that good stuff and PMI, I think they call it principal mortgage and insurance. Yeah, PMI. After PMI, mortgages was $1,100 in my location, in my area. And I'm talking about for like a, if you go maybe about 20 minutes, depending on where you go, like if you're closer to the freeway, like when you're first coming to, you know, up the hill, those houses, because you get so much land, those were more. So those were already in like, just depending in like the half a million, you know what I'm saying? But now them bad boys is in the millions. You know what I'm saying? A lot of foreclosures right before the pandemic, but that was the reason why we had so many, like relief and things of that nature. But what I didn't fucking understand is, but see, I don't understand how the housing market went up the way it did. Like, I just don't get it. I don't get it. But basically, I done got my little stuff in a row. And now it's like, because I'm not no baller. Like, just, I do not got a front with y'all. I rent, baby. My car is paid all the way off. My husband's car is paid all the way off. Like, but since using this credit stuff, like, it's low-key messed up because, I just paid off one of my credit cards. So it's like, if the housing market was right now, I would have to pay all my damn credits and shit like that off. And I had an episode where I was talking about how my credit score went down when I paid off some stuff. So it's like, I would low key be screwed. So it's like, this game is so frustrating. Ooh, Amazon. This game is so frustrating, y'all. Like, oh, and you got the little pink little thing on there. Oh, breast cancer awareness. It's frustrating, like, because it's like, this was the kind of stuff we were talking about as far as being Black, because it's just like, every time, like, we feel like we finally get to reach, like, the finish line, that shit gets pushed back, and we get some another ball and chain added, and it's like, they act like it's non-existent. So that focus group, that's gonna change things. I'm putting that into existence. Putting that into existence, y'all. Forget that. I'm not gonna say it might. It will. Because this is ridiculous. I still can't believe they done mailed some cannabis stuff to me. Like, 10 years ago, Black people would... It's still some fucking Black people in fucking prison over selling fucking marijuana. I'm sorry, cannabis. Cannabis. Yep, I'm about to learn about cannabis. I'm about to get into the cannabis game. Mark my words. It may not be this year. Well, I know it ain't gonna be this year. It may not be 2022. Oh my God, y'all. 2022. Okay, it's about to be some noises. It's about to be some noises, y'all. No editing. I done told y'all. Uh-oh. I'm dropping stuff. I done told y'all. So, this is... I think I'm gonna do some quiet time when I eat. Because I be biting myself. Y'all don't need to hear all of that. I got to do some work anyway. So I'm going to bring y'all along for the little package. Right? So this is getting ready to end. But it's not going to... It's like an end, but I'm going to bring it like a continuation. Because I was bringing y'all with me. I appreciate y'all coming with me. This was fun. But I want to talk more to you guys, especially since I told you, remember, this is like Back to the Future. So even though I'm doing this now, no editing, you don't edit. Even though it's not going to be any editing, It is pre-recorded because I don't want to leave y'all hanging. Because again, it's over 2,000 of y'all listening. How you doing, Betty? What's up, Joe? Somebody's name out there is Betty, and somebody's name is Joe. I'm just saying, with over 2,000 listens, I'm just saying, Ashley, Monique. I'm just saying, hey. So I'm doing this for y'all, like. Because if it was 3 years ago, and think about it, 3 years before the podcast, like, I wasn't doing stuff like this, but I realized, like, y'all want to talk to me. Well, you want to listen to me, because I'm doing all the talking, huh? Okay. But you guys should start doing some talking, and that's why I said that, because you act like you can't leave a comment. You can't be like, hey, Cassandra. How you doing? I like your episodes, or I don't like your episodes. Can we get some more American Horror Story? Can we? I mean, you're not, because I ain't been watching a lot of TV. But, I mean, y'all can tell me what y'all want. Y'all act like this thing is a one-way street. That, yes, it's pre-recorded. Yeah. But it's still a way you can contact me. I done dropped. I'm just saying, Instagram, just saying, Anchor got a way that you can go ahead and leave a little voicemail email to me. Let me know your name so when I'm out here giving these shout outs, I can be like, whoop-de-whoop from this city and state done said, unless y'all don't want to get shout out. But I'll leave that up to y'all. I'll be back. As I love to say, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Yeah.